Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and one of the top 10 things that Google used to say over here was, don't be evil. Now, actually, this is a Wayback Machine archive all the way back from March 2002, and I wanted to show it to people who had no idea what this was. Basically, back in the day, Google used to actually be a company that say, don't be evil, okay? Don't do the right thing. Be a good person. All of that cutesy, you know, Silicon Valley type spiel. But ladies and gentlemen, I think arguably we've seen probably one of the worst things, one of the most evil things that Google has apparently been a privy party to. So, for you know, I've talked a lot about things like AI and mass surveillance and age verification, all that crazy shit. But there have been some actual movements in the last few days that are fucking massive, okay? So I don't know if you've been following this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how close you are to following the stuff that goes in the background. But in the US, there's something known as the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, right? Now, for a while, you know, after the whole Patriot Act had passed, a lot of these things used to happen in the shadows. When the US government wants to spy on you, they have to go through a legal channel, but that legal channel is so unknown to the public in the grand scheme of things, not many people actually look into what's going on. So, unfortunately over here, the Congress has voted to temporarily extend an expiring law that governs how the intelligence agencies can gather information from the telecom companies. Now, obviously, this is kind of backboned off another thing known as PRISM, which, for those of you who don't remember, PRISM was this thing leaked by Edward Snowden, which showed that a lot of those big tech companies in the US, Google, Microsoft through the extension of Skype, and a lot of these, you know, platforms were basically just, in a way, back-channeling their information, allegedly, of course, to the NSA, all right? So if you thought, oh, I sent this email to Tom, the NSA isn't gonna hear it unless they get a warrant. Bro, they don't need a fucking warrant, okay? These people are fucking IV dripped into the internet backbone. They don't need a warrant. Warrants aren't even a fucking thing anymore, okay? We live in the days of 1984. George Orwellian shit, I'm telling you. So, of course, ultimately, PRISM was one of those things that was leaked to the public. It showed how communications from Google, Facebook, Yahoo, a lot of these organizations kind of were converging into one entire really intricate system. So, basically, in upstream, downstream surveillance, it can target any foreign person located abroad who is believed to possess foreign intelligence information. Intelligence agencies use a secret and broad definition for what that actually is. So if you're somebody who's in America, it's like, you might have rights, but if you're somebody outside the United States, well, it's fucking easy pickings into your shit. And you might be like, well, I'm just not going to use an American service. Really? Really now? Are you sure? Most of the tech companies that people use nowadays are pretty much American companies out there. And anytime a foreign company comes in, the US makes a whole song and dance about, oh, but what about the security risks? Brother, there are security risks everywhere, and it really just matters which country wants everyone's data. You know, the reality of all of this, too, is when you look at situations like in France, where a lot of governments are like, you know, fuck Microsoft, fuck Windows, let's kill that reliance and switch to something like Linux. A world that is self-hosted, free and open source, where the technology is owned, where the actual systems are mostly owned by the people, you know, who produce them, who curate them, who, you know, develop them, is a much better world than being in the hands of a few companies out in Silicon Valley that back channel to, I would argue, one of the, you know, most fascistic governments, you know, turning into, rather, very rapidly. But anyways, all things aside, ladies and gentlemen, how does Google kind of fit into this? Well, if you go back to that Congress situation, that part of the law, which was Section 702, which gives the NSA the ability to spy on foreigners using data drawn from the U.S. digital infrastructure, so Google, Microsoft, Yahoo. Critics, obviously, who are pretty against this, say that it allows the NSA, and who also work with every other federal agency, to mine information without a warrant, which is exactly what it is. You would think that the party of small government, right, would probably champion against the big deep state from grabbing your shit. But actually, it seems like, if anything, they're just hardening that stuff. They're extending it instead of actually culling it where it should be. You know, even if you think you're safe, remember, a lot of your information can be purchased from data brokers. And I would love to come in here with a sponsor read. You know, it would make me money, but ultimately, there is no better sponsor than Common Fucking Sense when it comes to, listen, opt out from every data broker you can, try to limit your data footprint. That's literally the best advice I can actually give you. And sometimes it feels like an uphill losing battle. So a bunch of Google employees started writing this letter that you're seeing on the screen to the actual CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai. So they write, "We are Google employees who are deeply concerned about ongoing negotiations between Google and the U.S. Department of Defense, or the Department of War, depending on how deep up the ass of the government you are. As people working on AI, we know that these systems can centralize power and that they do make mistakes. You know, we've talked about things like flock cameras basically misreading people. Hey, we've talked about their own systems, Google, flagging parents as pedophiles for sending images, the doctor-requested images of their children, to the doctors to take care of their kids, right? Again, these are AI systems. They don't have sentience, okay? If they flag something, it can really fuck your life up. We feel that our proximity to the technology creates a responsibility to highlight and prevent its most unethical and dangerous uses." Brother, you work for a fucking company that bends over backwards to the U.S. government or any of its requests effectively like a, you know, fucking $3 hooker. You lost all your fucking privileges to have moral superiority when you chose to work. You fucking knew. Bitch, this ain't no co-op. Okay, you knew what they were doing. So I find these kind of letters to basically be as effective as like one-ply toilet paper. "Therefore, we ask you to refuse to make our AI systems available for classified workloads." Classified meaning that obviously the U.S. government can request Google's AIs to do things that ethically you might find a little damning, whether they be for autonomous weapon systems or realistically, mostly for mass surveillance, which I think is really evil when it comes to Google in particular, because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, Google's just a fucking search engine that makes its money through advertising. Why do you think Gemini, a lot of their code is actually good, right? Why do you think a lot of the stuff they produce is really, really good? Because it's trained, I would imagine, and again, this is an allegation that I personally believe, that obviously I think Google probably trains off of the vast repository of user content that's stored in Google Photos, you know, a lot of the user content that people think is given to them for free. Google back in the day was handing out free storage for photos, right? Why do you think they would give you free storage for every single photo imaginable? There has to be some catch imaginable, right? Which is why their video generation models, photo generation models can sometimes look night and day better than some of the other competition they have. Why do you think the AI stuff has gotten so good so fast? Because it has all of your user data to effectively train off of. Why do you think a site like YouTube is so important to a platform like Alphabet or Google? Because it provides tons and tons of user-provided storage data. Except in this case, at least the YouTuber who's providing that information, that data, can at least get fucking paid for it, until of course we all get replaced by some AI model that wants to basically replicate and slosh out as much content that draws in as much eyes, whether they be bots or not, is a totally separate story. We want to see AI benefit humanity, not to see it being used in inhuman or extremely harmful ways. That includes lethal autonomous weapons and mass surveillance, but extends beyond. Again, who do you think you work for, okay? Like, what the fuck? Currently, the only way to guarantee that Google does not become associated with such harms is to reject any classified workloads. Otherwise, such uses may occur without our knowledge or the power to stop them, which is very true. You know, there's no oversight, there's nobody watching over what companies like Google are doing when they're working with the U.S. government, okay? When the U.S. government wants to fucking audit itself, or check if it's doing it, the investigation it does upon itself usually is not the same scrutinous investigation they do on other people, private entities, that they have an interest in. Making the wrong call right now would cause irreparable damage to Google's reputation, business, and role in the world. You can't end Google, okay? One of the largest tech companies in the world, okay? One of the most visited fucking websites in the world. I might be a Seer XNG enjoyer, but let's not forget, okay, when it's offline, not many people have the ability to start their own search engines or even want to go through that effort where they can escape the Google matrix and use something that is genuinely better outside their control. Anyways, so ultimately, you know, they went from this letter, and how effective was this letter, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I'll tell you how effective this fucking letter actually was. Google, unironically, the same fucking day, signed a deal with the Pentagon. Yep, literally, like, this morning, Pentagon inks a deal with the Google company for AI services. Yeah, there you go. The Pentagon is involved. Now, this could be a whole variety of things. It could be that, you know, obviously they could just have access to government-available AI, which means the most available uptime, maybe some tweak settings for the government to have, you know, the AI do things that it probably wasn't going to be doing, you know, for the private or the public market. But the thing is, let's be completely real here, incorporating all of these artificial intelligences alongside with, you know, loosening the restrictions on mass surveillance. Look, I said this like a couple of videos ago. I've actually been saying this forever. But when you know, it used to be that you had one agent that sat down and was like, all right, these are like five names that I have to watch over. You have to be a pretty important guy. You have to be like a fucking Osama bin Laden, a fucking El Chapo, a Vladimir Putin to even be considered, hey, let's have somebody with a full-time salary watching every move that guy makes, right? But now it doesn't matter. You could be the most irrelevant, you know, unimportant person. And all it would take is one little AI agent watching every single move you make on the internet. It costs pennies. It costs the government basically nothing. It's effectively free for them to mass surveil people with the assistance of AI LLM models that are now just given to them. Now they're just working with them. So obviously Google did not answer any question really about what this deal was, right? And obviously, I don't think they would, simply because what do you think they're doing with the Pentagon, okay? Do you think they're vibe coding some shitty applications? Fuck no, okay? This is for the military, and this is ultimately for mass surveillance systems. That's how it fucking works. We've looked at it in the past. The Defense Department, when they work with artificial intelligence, usually means they flood it with outdated information and a bunch of random people on the other side of the world get fucking drone strike out of existence. And the government's like, wait a minute, that was bad use of hundreds of thousands of dollars. That was pretty ethically damning, but who's gonna stop them, right? It's like, who's gonna stop the Department of War from committing fucking war crimes, right? Like, is it gonna be you? Is it gonna be any other country? Hell no. You know, I think there's a lot of stuff that Google does that I think is genuinely really cool for the world. You know, I think that Google as a technology company has provided some, immeasurable value. But I think when you take this same technology and you start stuffing it into the military in such a disgusting and inappropriate way, it makes me question every single thing going forward that companies like Google, and let's not isolate Google specifically. Obviously, you know, Microsoft has worked with the government. There are companies that, you know, I don't necessarily care for, like Apple, that have at least shown that they have some level of a spine where they actually go in and challenge the FBI when it comes to reading actual devices or breaking encryption. But then at the same time, you have companies like Google that are basically taking advantage of a lot of bad press going on right now with other AI companies. You know, I've talked about this probably a month ago, but obviously Anthropic, the guys who make Claude, literally have an issue with the Department of War right now where they are considered a supply chain risk. Now, they produce such a good LLM, apparently, that even the NSA, despite this being a supply chain risk, are apparently still fucking using it. You know what I mean? So ultimately, the end, they disagree with all of this stuff. And why did they even get this supply chain risk designation? Because they didn't want to contribute to their AI being used unnecessarily for warfare, right? They thought that their models weren't good enough to make those, you know, killing decisions right there and then, okay? Maybe in the future when things get resolved and the hallucination drops a little bit, but right now it's actually irresponsible. And that's the thing, the military will say, listen, it's just to help protect the people. I don't think the military really cares about protecting you, even if you're an American. The military likes to pursue their interests basically by having the largest enforcement group in the entire world. I look at governments the same way I look at the fucking mob. The only reason the government is so powerful is because they do really have the best set of enforcers. If it wasn't for the US military or law enforcement agencies, I think a lot of people would have much more balls standing up to their government if it wasn't for the fact that their fucking necks could be crushed within literal seconds. Not even by a human being anymore, probably by a fucking robot, okay? Probably by some autonomous drone that's flying above them. That's the reality of the fucking situation. Google has, without a doubt, probably done one of the more evil things in its life. And Google's been around for a long time. They've worked with the government before. But I think with this current government and the fact that mass surveillance is so rapidly normalized all over the world, you know, I was reading that in Greece, they were talking about getting rid of internet anonymity. And in places like Manitoba in Canada, the argument of protecting the children by getting rid of that anonymity, by age verifying, is reaching a point where anybody's access to the internet itself is going to be something that is highly controlled. You have to basically dox yourself, and you have to dox your entire, like, internet footprint out there. So when these systems are pilfering through the network, it's a lot easier to attribute one person to their entire internet footprint. Getting rid of the final little bits of internet anonymity is sort of the final completed arc for full frontier level mass surveillance. And I think Google has basically sold you out. They've sold their own morals and principles out just for the bag, and literally because they have no follow through with standing up to an entire government that is slowly but surely wanting to control every single thing their masses do. You know, it used to be like years ago that I was saying, listen, countries like China, where you have no freedom of speech, no freedom of expression, you can't browse the internet in any way, you can't even type, you can't even share an image of Winnie the fucking Pooh without the government going on your ass. And that's really bad. But, you know, you're at a point where if you make one meme about the president that isn't kosher, you might literally have a few agents showing up to your fucking house and probably questioning you about something. You know, something that when I was growing up, they used to teach us, you know, back in Nazi Germany, they had the whole Gestapo, they had the whole, like, fucking, you know, they had the whole, like, authoritarianism locked down like a science. But here's the thing, you know, if the Nazis could have the same tech we had now, shit would be kind of blaringly, like, it would be pretty Black Mirror-ish to sort of see what they would do. But I think ultimately, you know, with governments like the U.S. and governments like the Chinese or whatever, you're really not able to, it's really difficult to differentiate what freedom is anymore. It's really difficult to, you know, sort of not see the parallels in mass surveillance take place, even in the most freest country in the world, versus a country that is very authoritarianist, and that's obviously just China in of itself. You know, Google, big fucking shame on you, man. And honestly, big shame on the people that chose to willingly work with Google, writing the software, and then writing some fucking bullshit pissant letter, hoping that it was gonna fucking change something or morally fucking, like, guilt trip the CEOs of this company. They don't give a shit, okay? They will sell you, they'll sell their own fucking mothers out first, okay? For like $350. Why do you think they would even give a shit about humanity to begin with, man? Fuck this. You know, it's one of the reasons why I say self-host, get off the digital grid, the mass surveillance grid, as quick as you can, because the internet is the last bastion of real human freedom, and it will remain the last bastion of freedom. You just have to work 10 times harder in order to enjoy that freedom and privacy than you once did. I am out.